Good morning, everybody, and a good Yom Tov. Tu b'shvat higia, chag le'ilanot. My grandmother used to sing that to me all the time. She was from Eretz Yisrael, and in Eretz Yisrael, Tu b'shvat, a celebration of the fruits of Eretz Yisrael. Really focus on it, a pasuk l'tayra, Eretz chita sa'ira, and you go through the pasuk to be able to understand the gifts of Eretz Yisrael, the delicious fruits of Eretz Yisrael. And not just the fruits of Eretz Yisrael, but the fruits around the world. The Gemara says that when they wanted to plant something anywhere in the world, you had to find a specific climate that was appropriate for that fruit in that country. Right? Oranges grow well in Florida and also in Eretz Yisrael. Bananas grow in this place. Apples grow great in New York. Honeycrisp apples. But to be able to have certain fruits, you need a certain climate for it. We have this delicious display of fruits right here that Baruch Hashem Ali Bron was zecher to bring us. Thank you very, very much. Fruits I have never seen in my entire life. And at the very least, I have a little dry skin. I'll be able to use the aloe here to be able to smooth up. But you have fruits that can only grow in certain parts of the world. The Gemara says that Shlomo HaMelech was able to find the root, the actual source for every fruit on the planet, everything that grew on the planet. He was able to find that right in Yerushalayim, in Eretz Yisrael. And he was able to plant everything that you could plant anywhere in the world in Eretz Yisrael by going back to the original source of it. Because the source of all bracha on the planet, like the Gemara in Taina says, is in Eretz Yisrael. To be able to fill the world with bracha, everything starts in Eretz Yisrael. And when you taste something delicious, I once saw a sefer say that when you have delicious weather in Florida or Los Angeles or even in New York, when you have delicious weather here, you should realize a little bit of that weather is stolen from Eretz Yisrael. Ever since the Chorban of the Beis HaMikdash, that weather was supposed to be in Eretz Yisrael. But since the Chorban of the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, that deliciousness around the world had been scattered. And therefore, you can find it in other places instead of in Eretz Yisrael. And these delicious fruits we're going to have, there's something in the fruits which is a little taste of Eretz Yisrael. You make a bracha. You're trying to get the Kedusha from something. Making brachas is not just asking Hashem for permission for something. As if, you know, Hashem, can I please have it? There's more to it. When a person makes it, which, by the way, it is asking permission also. You're stealing if you eat something without making a bracha. That's true. It's a Gemara in brachas. But there's an additional aspect of it. Every time you make a bracha, you are grabbing a spark of holiness that is in that thing and has been waiting for you to be able to bring that to Kedusha. You look at this fruit. What is this thing over here?
A Kiwanis melon.
You see a Kiwanis melon, which Bez Hashem, people will be able to make a Shechiyanu on. You'll be able to eat that. You make a Shechiyanu on something. It's so exciting. Make a Shechiyanu. By us in our house, on Yom Taifun, when you say Shechiyanu, people are almost crying. Shechiyanu v'kiyamanu v'gyan l'zman is that. But when a person eats something and makes a bracha on it, there's a spark of holiness in that food that has been waiting for eternity until this moment where you're able to bring Kedusha to that. If a person eats something, chas v'shalom, without making a bracha, it's as if he has taken something in this world, something that has been waiting for that moment, and instead of bringing it to a level where it's supposed to have been, you've thrown it away, chas v'shalom. And when a person uses the opportunity to make brachas and take holiness from something and elevate it, a person is doing a tafkid in the world. Sometimes you see this old chassidish svarim, old svarim, they'll even say that there are certain people who receive a punishment. Strange. It might sound very, very funny. It sounds a little scary to me. But there are certain people who receive a punishment. They're not able to go into Gan Eden in the next world. They don't get to go in. They have to wait for whatever sin they had, and they come back into this world. Sometimes they're fortunate, so to speak, they come back into this world as a person. But other times they're not so fortunate. They come back as an animal. They say the worst is to come back as a rock. But they come back as an animal, they come back as a fruit. And when you make a bracha, or you do a mitzvah with that thing, it gives that neshama that was in that object the ability to be elevated into something. I know we're talking about some heavy-duty stuff here, but Tu B'Shvat is a very, very holy day. I was very fortunate this past Moshe Shabbos. I want to share something, and then we get to the food and delicious and enjoy. I was very fortunate this past Moshe Shabbos. I davened in the shul of Rabbi Steinwurzel, Shlita, here in Brooklyn. I like to daven there because his Meir of Moshe Shabbos is like 95 minutes. And of course, we weren't in any rush because we didn't have a Malav Malka that was set up and I was supposed to get here at 7:15. But anyway, but he takes a long time and it's very enjoyable and I get to sit in the back and enjoy all his mirrors. And he said a Devar Torah. He said that on the Yom Tov of Tu Bishvat, if the Yom Tov of trees, as Rabbi Rubenfeld emphasized yesterday to me, it says it's Rosh Hashanah Le'ilon, not Le'ilonais. My Zayd ibn Yisasker said the reason why it says it's Rosh Hashanah Le'ilon, it's Rosh Hashanah for a tree, not trees, is he said that it's because on Rosh Hashanah you're supposed to be davening for that specific tree, the tree of the Esreg. And we daven for the Esreg to be able to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Esreg on Sukkot properly, so therefore it's Rosh Hashanah Le'ilon. That's what he says, ibn Yisasker. But I was Zaycha to be by Rabbi Steinwurzel, and he said like this. It's a shana for the tree. What's a tree? A pasuk says, Ki adam eitz asada, a person is a tree. In what way is a person a tree? Now, over there in that context, it's not really talking about a person being a tree, but a person is a tree. In what way are we a tree? What do you think, Akiva? In what way are we a tree? You're a tree? I'm not entirely too tall. Maybe a guy who's as tall as a tree, say he's a tree. Maybe a guy who has tremendous things going up on the top, he has tons of leaves, so then he's a tree. Maybe a guy has 1,000 kids, so he's a tree. He has all this fruit. Why is a person a tree? So he says like this, is a tremendous thing. He says that Avram Avinu had a special tree by his house. You know, it's called the Eshel tree. This Eshel tree was very special, it's magical. When somebody would come to his house, that Eshel tree would test whether they were a tzaddik or a rasha. Sounds a little embarrassing, like the mon. And if they were a tzaddik, the tree would spread a bloom over that person there. And if they were a rasha, the tree would shrivel up and it would not provide any shade. Say, okay, serious tree? So Avram got a picture of who these people are. It says over there that in Parshas Lech Lecha, the Malachim, Vayir, the Malachim come to visit Avram. When they come to visit Avram, it says that Avram stood tachas ha'etz. What does it mean, tachas, under the tree? It keeps repeating, he was under the tree, tachas ha'etz. So he explained, the Rishonim explained for one of his farm, he said that when these angels came, the tree shriveled up. It did not provide them with any shade. And as we know, that day when Avram was outside, it was a boiling hot, sunny day. And Avram stood under the tree, but the tree shriveled up. What does that mean? So the word tachas doesn't always mean under. As we know, the word tachas can also mean instead of. When Avram stood there, he wasn't standing under the tree. He was standing there instead of the tree. What does it mean, instead of the tree? When Avram saw somebody that the world was not providing some protection for, the sun was not blocking and covering that person over, and it was so sunny, Avram stood, tachas ha'etz, he stood there instead of the tree. Avram was a very tall man. Avram would go over to his guests, and he apologized, the sun is probably burning you. I'm going to stand over you to provide the shade for you, instead of the tree, which is not providing the shade. That's what it means, he stood, tachas ha'etz, he stood instead of the tree. Tu Bishvat is a Yom Tov of trees. It's a Yom Tov of, we get to look at ourselves, and see, are we the type of people who are willing to protect another person, to be the Baal Chesed, to be someone who is there. The world is so tough and so scary and so hot and so dreary sometimes. But I want to be that one protection. I'm going to be your shadow for you. I'm going to be there for you. I'm going to protect you. If it's too hot outside, I'll make it cold. I'll keep you nice and cool. If it's too cold outside, I'll keep you nice and warm. If you're hungry, I'll feed you. And I want to finish with this story. It's a magnificent story. I heard it from an official Shechter Shlita. He says it all the time. His mother was a Holocaust survivor. Terrible places where she was. At one point during the war, she was on a death march. And she wanted to eat food. And something came up. The Nazis didn't let her eat that food. She's begging, I can't eat the food. So she says to herself, and imagine this person is the worst moment there. I can't eat the food. I'm starving. I'm on a death march. My grandmother, many people here, grandparents were on death marches. I can't. I'm starving. She says to herself, Hashem, if you get me through this, if I ever see another person, I'm always going to have food ready for that person because I was starved here. I'm going to make sure nobody else starves. And guess what? She survived the war. She gets there afterward. Listening, Mendy. She gets there after the war. And from that day on, before she ever left her house, she made herself a sandwich. Not for herself. To put in her bag. And if there would ever be someone who needed it, she would be carrying that sandwich in her purse. And she did it every single day. And not once did anybody ever ask her for a sandwich. But she kept having it. And 50 years later, she's going to a doctor's appointment. She's an old lady. And she says to her son, Fischl Schechter, can you take me to a doctor's appointment? Okay. He comes to pick up his mother. They get into the car, and they're about to drive away, and she says, no, I can't go to the doctor's appointment. He says, Ma, what's the problem? I've got to go make the sandwich. I forgot the sandwich. So he says to her, Ma, it's been 50 years. Have you ever given that sandwich to someone? No, but you never know. Fine. She goes back into the house. Chalmers up the stairs, because she has to do it herself to make that sandwich. She goes upstairs. She makes that sandwich. I don't know what type of sandwich it was. But she makes that sandwich. She gets back into the car. They drive to the doctor's office. Of course, they have to park a block and a half away. It's in the city. They drive, they park, they get up, and she keeps that sandwich in her purse. And as they're about to enter the building, finally, after 50 years, there's someone there, and he says, please. Oh, look. So he says, please, do you have some food for me? Do you have something? And with a smile and a wink at her son, she takes that sandwich that she'd been holding for 50 years and takes care of somebody else. That's what it means to be tachas ha'etz, to be instead of the tree. I am here to be your tree. On Tu Bishvat, it's time to be before the tree. Some say that right now Tu Bishvat is 40 days, the Bnei Yisrael says also, that it's 40 days before the creation of the world, if you held that the creation of the world was in Nisan. 40 days before the creation of the world is when a child is like the 40 days before a child is formed. That's what it is. The creation of the world is coming in 40 days. This is an exceptional time to be able to work on ourselves, develop. If you haven't been pushing yourself properly and appropriately for brachas, now is an opportunity to do that right. Now,